Oh, we're doing it.
I can't tell if fast forward mode is fast forwarding the load times, but.
Oh, that'd be really interesting.
Like in a Game Boy Advance emulator, when you fast forward it, your Pokemon game saves faster because you're fast forwarding, you know? Okay. Okay. We can't not fight these golems because they get in our way and you get stuck on them. Yeah, we need to get Skelly some bronze gloves.
Yeah, well, we need to get Kid like a Vorpal knife or something.
Snicker snack, baby!
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Oh wow, their physical defense is just high.
That guy's pretty cool looking though, I like him. He looks like something really awful happened, and that's why he is how he is.
The Golden Golems?
Like, he took like a person and just crammed him into a weird, like, Biotechnica meat armor suit.
What they kind of look like is like an early version of Terminator suits from Warhammer 40K.
Oh, yeah.
With the hunched and the shoulders.
Yeah. Big meaty paws. I'm like, I get that it's a video game.
Yeah.
But like, I just want to hit the story beat so bad. I just want to know why I was told the tower. Why the tower, right? I gotta know.
Yeah? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm morbidly curious, but...
I think for our purposes, it probably won't make us want to play the rest of the game.
Oh, I got bad news, Ryan. I gotta go get... I think I put the chips in the other room. I think that's what's in the other room. Hold on.
That's okay. This fight will take a while. Brett, if you leave this in, /dear listeners. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're just, like, really not feeling this game. I think I can see the reasons why someone would like it. But...
Okay.
And I get also, you know, we're not, like, engaging in the combat, but it doesn't look like our style of combat.
You shouldn't
either.
Have to engage in the combat. The combat in a JRPG should be, like, the last reason you like it.
Yeah, but I was just kind of saying, like, I don't think it's our style of game in, like, any way. Because I play JRPGs where, like, I like the combat, even if, you know, the story's not quite hitting for me. Where I was kind of saying, like, I can see the appeal of this game, but I just don't think it's for either of us. I don't really think it's for either of us, like, at all.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, you know, what happens at the end of the tower? What happens? I don't know.
How the hell does anyone play this game? Like, we have it on fast forward, right? Like, we're slashing and slashing all we can.
I mean, I have to assume anything that takes forever to slash is, like, weak to magic. I wish the game had a better, like, autopilot function. Like, an auto-win.
Yeah.
Or if the autoplay casts spells. Like, it detected, oh, enemy is weak to water, and then it shot water.
Yeah.
Bonk, bonk. Oh. Rip his arm off, like a skeleton.
Why don't they just make us do, like, 100 times normal damage when we're in super mode? Thank you.
I kind of want to go grab a drink now too. Woofies.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Oh, we won! We got some screws! Oh boy, that took forever.
Hello!
We finally won!
Woo!
We got a heal all in a treasure chest and a bush basher.
Bush Basher sounds familiar. Did we have one already?
I don't know.
Hmm. Okay. Bush Basher.
An antidote. Okay. How do we... Ryan, what's the secret?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot I have guide powers. Okay, so which... This is top right, right?
Yes.
Top right, right. Top right, right.
Top right.
Control F. Top right. Green crystal. Okay, we're looking for a green crystal. Okay. This room is another maze of staircases. There are hidden chests. That's fine. If you're all interested in the exit, take the first left, go down the stairs, and head right. Follow the path around and down. The path will split into another path at the end. Take the upper route and follow it. Take the upper stairs and continue along the path. This will bring you to a blue button on the floor. It lowers a staircase shortcut, which leads out of the area.
Hold on. How do we get to the upper path?
We gotta find a blue button.
Well, so hold on. There's a blue button right here. Right?
Uh-huh.
And it's connected to that leftish path thing, right?
Okay.
But we can't get over there.
Okay, where did we enter? Let's start from square one, square zero.
Square zero. Well, so we entered from, I think this is the down and to the left, right?
Okay, yeah, so it was, take the first left, go down the stairs, and head right, follow the path around and down. Okay, take the upper stairs and continue along the path. Oh wait, no, sorry. The path will split into another path at the end. Take the upper route and follow it.
Unless it means...
Yeah, does this one split? This one doesn't seem to split.
Yeah, it doesn't...
I'm gonna look at the other guide, because this... Ugh, these guys are... Okay, I'm on the other guide. Top right. No, that didn't work. Wait, green. I know we need green now. Green. Okay, the room is an elaborate maze. It protects a green crystal. Navigate through and use the blue button to lower the stairs to help you leave the room. Okay, wait, to get to the blue button, take stairs on the left that lead to the path going right to the next room. In this room, follow the path until a branch is going north and south, and go through the northern of the room to exit. Oh my goodness, these guides are roughies.
YouTube, I need visuals. YouTube. Chrono. No, porno. But Chrono Cross. Fort Dragonia Green Crystal. Chrono Cross Fort Dragonia walkthrough. Yes. Add. Top comment. Thank you. I've been stuck for a while now.
Why don't you have Adblock installed? Second of all, my package was delivered during this recording, so I'm going to go get it.
Okay. But I'm silent because I'm watching a video. I don't understand the video I just watched, though. Why does their room look different than our room? What the heck? Their room looks different than our room. What the heck? I gotta send this Locothor when he's back. What the heck?
Alright.
Hi!
Now we can replace the mouse live on air.
Okay. I'm also gonna send you the video because I swear to God, their room looks different than our room.
Their room looks different? How can they have a different room?
I feel maybe I'm wrong because, you know, when I'm not on the controls, you know, maybe I got things twisted. But to me, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. We're in the process of untangling the new mouse's cord. And then we gotta thread it between the Tangela and the speakers and the mouse.
Tangela?
Yeah, to prevent the monitor from wiggling too much when the table gets rocked, I have a little tiny Tangela kind of propped under the monitor.
That's so cool. Because I feel like computer quads can look like tentacled beasts when they're set up. Oh, I'm looking at the list finally, the anime episode list.
Yeah.
Endless Eight, what a decision.
Oh boy, what a decision. Every time I talk about it, my brother's like, yeah, but it really happened like that in the books. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, it wasn't that bad. And I'm like, sure.
It is so bold, I can't help but respect it.
I do
but
kind of
it still was
the
absolutely the wrong decision. Like, I respect it, but it was they shouldn't have done it. But I respect it.
So I think the difference between mine and my brother's opinion is that my brother watched it well after the airing, not as it was airing. He didn't watch one episode, wait a week, and then watch an identical episode, a near identical episode. Oh, there are differences if you look. I don't care. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're forced to spread it out across 8 weeks, then yeah. I watched the first two, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that's like a fun gimmick, and then we'll be on a new story the next time, right? No. Anyway. Hey, my mouse works now.
Oh, that's good.
We can scroll up and down all the directions. Okay, so I'm supposed to watch this YouTube video?
Oh my, yeah, I didn't know that happened in Sword Art Online.
Wait, I think I know the explanation. So there's a room before this room that I thought the explanation was saying to go past the first room. Maybe we're not supposed to have gone past the first room.
Okay. Yeah, I've been confused looking at these guides.
What about this?
Okay. This is it.
Okay.
I don't
want to fight these golems.
I don't want to fight you.
Oh my gosh.
I don't
want to
fight you.
It's going to take 1,000 hours if we fight this guy.
The guy in the guide, like, slipped by all the enemies somehow. Yeah, I love his animation, though.
Uh-oh, do we have to fight this guy to get... Oh my gosh, fine.
No!
Editor Brett, cut to 20 minutes from now.
Fuck! I was playing God of War 2018 before this call.
Yeah?
And like, the urge in these fights to just go out and just play like 5 more minutes is so big. I won't, but I want to. I want you to know I want to.
Yeah, I think the only reason I'm not playing a different video game while this auto battles is because the game pauses if it doesn't have system focus.
You need like a Game Boy with you.
I think there's one around here somewhere. I got a Game Boy Advance around here somewhere.
Oh, that one's pretty good. I like the Advance. I really like the Advance SP. Because I played Game Boy in bed late at night a lot when I was growing up.
SP. Yeah, I got a GBA SP. I got it, like, used or whatever, and it was... It was like $100, I think.
Like that's awesome.
It felt like a good enough deal.
I had meant to get like a GameStar still has a good chunk of GBA games too.
Well, I'd wanted to get a flash cart, and then I could put my own stuff on the flash cart and then play it on real hardware. But I haven't gotten around to buying the flash cart yet because I'm lazy.
Oh gosh, me too. My room is a fucking nightmare, and it has been for like 2 weeks now. I'll clean it one day. Maybe after this call. That would probably be healthy.
It's funny you say that, because I would say that the state of my room is worse than normal right now. Not too much worse than normal, but definitely sort of worse than normal.
Maybe we could just blame Chrono Cross.
Yeah. You got problems?
You did this.
It's Chrono Cross's fault.
Two are still alive. I thought we'd be at one by now.
You ever seen Slayers?
Yeah, that's like the like kind of sci-fi like boob armor. I think there's some magic.
It's not really sci-fi. Slayers is like a D&D type game type show. There's like redheaded sorceress, and then there's like a pretty boy blonde knight guy.
Yeah, I had to Google it quick. Yes, I always get it mixed up with like a sci-fi one with a similar art style. Slayers is rad.
There's an audiobook that came out within the past year or two of like the first light novel. And I don't know if they'll do more audiobooks. But they've been doing... So Yen Press has been translating a bunch of light novels. And then they've got a new division called Yen Audio now. So they're starting to do more audiobook versions as well. And I listened to it. And it was like the first 6 or 7 episodes. Like up to the point where Rezo opens his eyes and becomes possessed by the Demon Lord. And then they use the different Demon Lord's magic to kill the... not a strong demon lord and all that. And then at the end of the book, because it's the end of the book, all the characters go off and they're like, hey, maybe we'll meet again or whatever. But like in the show, they just do the same thing as happened in the book. And then like all the characters are like, maybe we'll meet again. And then the very next episode, they've met again. I just feel like maybe in the show version, like just change that part. Just change like 2 minutes of dialogue. Just edit a little bit and be like, okay, yeah, we'll meet in the Library of Alexandria or wherever they meet, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, light novels are weird.
That reminds me of a funny quirk of playing FF14, like, now, when most of it is out. Because every time you hit the end of either an expansion or even just, like, one of the patches, because in between every expansion, they kind of put out, like, 5 major patches. Every time you hit the end of one of those quest lines, a character basically says, oh, we'll figure this out. It might take us a while, you know. Go off and do whatever. But then, as soon as you finish that quest, they have then the next quest immediately available. Because, like, real time, it took 3 months
right.
before that quest came out. But now they're just like, oh, hey, I figured it out. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, I guess this is cool.
Yeah. That's, I mean, historically, I can see why they'd want to not change it and have the characters, like, say what they did or whatever.
Yeah.
But also,
it
like,
is a little goofy,
just
though.
Update the quest, I don't know. You know?
Oh, in a weird way, although I think it's, like, funny, I do kind of like it because it tells me, like, oh, I hit the end of a patch. Like, in that sense, I kind of like it. But in the other sense, it's just kind of like, I don't know, another character says, like, hey, fuck off for a bit. And then they're like, ah, just kidding. let's keep at it. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. I'm mixed. I have mixed feelings on this. It's kind of funny, though, regardless.
How many times is this dude gonna use Beaten Earth on us? I really have to wonder.
A lot. I hope it just brings the tower down. No, that's too mean. That's too mean. That's too mean. I feel like
are we supposed to have upgraded
could...
our weapons more or something? Is that the problem?
No, like, I get the feeling from the look of this guy that he's, like, weak to magic. I think we're supposed to, like, shoot him with lightning. But the only way to do that, well, we haven't, like, upgraded our... Well, I guess it's simpler to upgrading weapons. We haven't, like, upgraded our magic at all because, like, we don't use it.
Well, Surge has something called Luminaire, but then the description of it doesn't make it sound like the Luminaire I know, so...
This is not my Luminaire.
Look! If it's not a ball of lightning that is the ultimate magic attack for lightning, then what's the fucking point?
Why don't we know Ultima?
Well, Ultima wasn't in Chrono Trigger.
It should have been.
I don't know. I think Luminaire is a pretty cool name.
Luminaire is a pretty cool name. I'm just attached to Ultima because when I was playing Stranger Paradise, it turns out Ultima's fucking busted. Kind of as it should be, but like really fucking busted.
Yeah?
It carried me through that game. Anytime I like couldn't beat a boss, I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll just switch to Sage and charge up Ultima. And it's like, oh, what do you know? I beat the boss. Who could have seen this coming?
Yeah.
It was my like game too hard, I need a win button. Good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Final Fantasy VI is. Like, if you can't get through the game, just get a few more levels and teach everyone Ultima, and suddenly you can get through the game.
Yeah. I like it, though. I like when a game just says, fuck it, here's a super weapon. Like, here you go.
Yeah. I think, I mean, you can make an argument for why 5 is where the series started to pick up, but I think 6 is where the series really started to pick up.
I'm a big fan of 4.
Yeah, but does 4 actually play well, or does it just have an interesting story and then bullshit game mechanics the whole way through?
So this is from memory. From memory, I felt it played well. I have not touched it in probably 14 years.
Hmm.
My friend who's recently been going through the Pixel remasters liked it, I think.
Okay.
But I feel like 5 is probably, yeah, where mechanically it gets very interesting.
I tried to do one of those, like, limited job runs of,
Forge Job Fiesta?
It wasn't quite the Forge Job Fiesta, because what was happening, I was doing it so that, whoa, that guy jumped between rails.
I
was doing it so that when, oh, crap.
Oh, no. Is there a run command?
I don't, if I hold L and R at the same command? Time.
Wait, runaway is one of the, options.
Okay, how do I turn off auto? Okay. Ah!
I don't.
No!
No. Surge, you bastard!
Wait!
Skelly, you bastard!
How do I make it not? Okay, runaway!
Okay. We did it! Yeah, we did it.
Oh, we're...
Careful, no!
We can't, there's no way to get past him. He takes the whole hallway. We have to do this. We have
there's
to do
three
this.
Three of them.
I know,
there's
we have
three.
To... No, Ryan, it's the only way. Everybody who told us that Chrono Cross is good, this is what you're calling good, all right?
Okay, but when you say that, I do have to say, like,
yeah.
I genuinely feel like they have a magic weakness, so I think if we weren't doing attack only, it probably wouldn't take 15 minutes.
No, okay, we're fine. I'm gonna try casting something that's yellow.
No, that's a bad...
Element.
This is a false test because we haven't been upgrading and getting new spells.
We're gonna cast Red Pin.
Yeah, we're casting... Oh my god! Okay, well, I was wrong. Apparently it doesn't matter if it's level 1. That fucking slap. Holy shit. Okay. Oh, these animations are pretty sweet, too. Oh, yeah. Okay, I was wrong. What do you got?
Balloon attack.
I think this is
balloon
a
balloon loan.
What the fuck is he doing? What the fuck? Is that a heal?
Oh, it's
oh,
like
and
a
an attack.
It's a heal and a buff.
Oh shit! I don't know how to recharge our magic.
All right. Well.
That fucking animation! Okay, I think maybe we should have been using elements, because this is fucking funny. Oh, Electro Jolt? Yeah. Oh, single target? No, that's fine.
42?
Okay. Weaker. Oh, all enemies. Yeah.
Special juggling balls.
These animations are delightful.
Alright, I'll give him that.
Also, like, they did have a magic weakness. That was also right.
Yeah. Alright, let's see if we can equip more elements.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there an auto-allocate? Is that...
I don't know.
I don't think
auto-allocate!
Wait, Phil?
Bull party!
Oh, yes. Yes!
All right.
There is a god!
We've got a bunch of stuff. Alright, whatever. I literally have no idea what has been auto-allocated, but it's been allocated.
Okay, listen. I want us to, like, use magic. I don't want us to learn how magic works.
But
like,
we're definitely not learning how magic works. If we learn how magic works, that's the end of us. Oh, let's make
I like
sure
how that man
don't.
Just disappeared. What was that?
He's some sort of ribbon monster. but we've seen
whittled out.
We've seen the ribbon monster a few times.
I've been tabbed out. But that guy.
Yeah, like see, there's this that guy over there, and they fade in and out, which actually is good for us, because I think normally it's like they'll sort of pop in and then fight you, but they're fading in and out mostly means we can walk past them.
All right, let's test his physical defenses, because if we can just slap him down, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, look at how many little blocks we got now.
Oh my god. That's so many little blocks.
That's a lot of blocks. I don't know. We're doing more damage.
Yeah, maybe the blocks, I'm cool either way.
Maybe the blocks do more damage. Like, more blocks is more, you know.
Maybe some, like, passive
like you,
stats.
Yeah, like you equip a thing and it makes you stronger.
Yeah. Like, oh, Fireball gave me +2 strength.
Like the fucking Final Fantasy VIII junctions.
Oh no.
Maybe we're junctioning magic and we don't even know it.
I have to like play through that game one day, and I don't know if I fully want to.
Play
but
Final
I feel
Fantasy
like I
VIII?
Should.
Why would you play through Final Fantasy VIII?
So I'm at a point in my life where I've played enough Final Fantasies that I'm like, I could do them all. Like, it's reasonable enough to just be like, well, I could just finish all of them.
How do I phrase it? Are you familiar with the story of Final Fantasy VIII?
Yes, as much as an outsider can be, in the sense of I know things and none of it makes sense.
Okay.
And to my understanding, playing it might not fix that.
Well, so here, I want you to tell me the story of Final Fantasy VIII as you understand
okay.
it.
Okay, you go to Battle Academy.
Okay, yes, this is true.
You are also an agent who does missions, though, for Battle Academy. There is an evil sorceress who wants to become God. You play Triple Triad.
Yes, so far everything is correct.
She also is like, I'm gonna become the Empress, maybe? And you're like, don't, but then you fail. Because you fail a lot in Final Fantasy games. I actually quite like that about them. And then I think this is all Disc 1 so far. Disc 2, you go... Maybe it's the end of Disc 1. You go to the moon on a rocket ship.
We skipped a little bit, but actually not too much. Keep going.
Okay, and then... I guess spoiler warning, Brett? Squall.
I don't
get
this. We can't call this a spoiler warning because the way you're describing it is not particularly accurate and also like fourth hand. But please go on.
Okay, but this one might be real. Squall gets a fucking hole in his chest, and probably should die / maybe does die, and that's the end of a disc, I believe. I want to say end of disc 2, I believe.
Okay.
And then my understanding is Disc 3, shit just happens, and it's really hard to follow, and no one's fully certain, and there's theories that it's, like, Squall's fucking dying fever dream, but of course those theories aren't true, because, like, why would they do that in, like, a mainline Final Fantasy game? But my understanding is it gets almost Evangelion-esque, if you will. And there's probably
okay.
a way to understand if you look at supplemental materials and maybe look up people explaining it online. But if you just play it yourself, my understanding is like GG. And then you fight the God Empress Sorceress at the end and probably win maybe. And then there's that really spooky shot, a Squall with the fucking hole in his face.
Okay.
That's Final Fantasy VIII.
Well, I mean, you mostly got it. So, I don't feel that it's a spoiler that Squall gets blasted by the sorcerer and it looks like he's dead, and then you go to the next disc. Because here's the thing. He gets blasted by the sorcerer, and then it looks like he's dead, and then you go to the next disc, and it, like, cuts to a week later, and he's been in the hospital or whatever the fuck, and you, like, just get out of the hospital and, like... If a person went out of the room to get coffee while someone played Final Fantasy VIII, by the time their coffee was done and they came back, they would have missed the entire sequence where Squall supposedly dies. and is brought back.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's how quick that he's supposedly dead and then back in the game and still the main character.
That's weird.
So it's like a cliffhanger, but actually you're not waiting for next week's episode. You're just putting in a different CD and continuing, and it's not a cliffhanger.
Yeah. So I'm going to spoil Chrono Trigger with the knowledge that you have played it.
I've played
it. Brett, feel free to bleep it, but I know this is coming out after you and Jess have finished Chrono Trigger. So.
Yeah, we're recording this while Chrono Trigger is coming out. So it's definitely coming after Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, so I feel like if you... So again, I haven't played it, so this is like fourth-hand knowledge. But I feel like if you compare the FF8 Squall thing to like how they treat when Chrono gets blasted.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fuck. And like... If you don't know what to do, you can just keep playing and beat the game without him. You have to go, like, out of your way to, like...
You have to go way out of your way.
...time to save him.
So I'm in Zeal. While Brett has been releasing the episodes of playing Chrono Trigger, I have been playing with my friend Victoria, and we are also in Zeal. We're, like, one session behind... awesome. Brett's podcast progress at this point. And so Victoria keeps being like, oh, this Chrono guy, he's pretty useless compared to Ayla and Robo. He's we get rid of him? Can we swap him out somehow? I mean, because do we always have to have him in the party? And I keep being like, they won't let us swap him out, so...
I wish I could remember exactly what she said, but I think at some point Jess had some, like, line of, maybe I'm misremembering. I feel like Jess at some point said something about, like, well, he'll be fine. He's the main character.
Oh, no.
I feel like I
do remember that.
Having, like, a horrible laugh, because I'm like, yep.
He'll be fine. He's the main character.
Chrono Trigger is so fucking next level. What a fucking peak JRPG. It's so good. I'm still, like, kind of annoyed that, like, no one except for, like, games just directly inspired by Chrono Trigger have, like, done, like, dual text or triple text. But, like, even the way they just approach, like, going into combat from, like, exploration into the combat mode. And
Have you seen the previews for Sea of Stars? Because that was in the Nintendo Direct. That game is absolutely directly based upon Chrono Trigger, and they even managed to hire the Chrono Trigger musician to do a few tracks. They actually have Yasunori Mitsuda in a few of their tracks on their game.
I do remember seeing that one and being kind of intrigued. I mean, I'm interested.
I'm very interested. It's coming out later this year. I don't know the date.
I feel like there's been a lot of pretty solid JRPGs lately. I think it's been a very good time for JRPGs.
I think maybe I have to say, based on how quickly we're getting through Chrono Trigger, when I say this year, I mean 2023. Just for the listeners who might be hearing this in like 2060.
I know it's like my fault because just life was a fuck for a while. When did we start Chrono Cross, like recording wise?
Hold on. I actually can figure this out because I can go. The date is on all the files. So 2022/5/9 is the first file.
Okay. Whichever month is 5.
It hasn't been a full year yet.
May, I think, is that one.
Yeah.
I have that dumb thing I talked about with Brett on an episode, I think, of, like, I wish March and May's names were swapped.
I think you told me that before, and I don't...
Maybe it was you. I said that take definitely on our recording, and it's because March has 5 letters, and I want to be the 5th month, and May has 3 letters, so I want to be 3rd.
I think I remember this tangent
before. I know it's nonsense, but I believe it with my heart. Like, that's what I want. The Watchkeeper faces north as we defend the fort.
So north, right?
I'm gonna look at a guide.
Why would it let us pick anything but north?
Oh, God. Bottom right.
Okay, there's actually... Oh, whatever direction the statue faces is considered north, so whatever compass direction you pick will be relative to the direction of the dragon, not the room. Select, the direction,
Okay.
Okay.
So if I want to go up, I gotta go east.
Yeah.
Right, I follow.
Okay, I'm so glad. I was reading it and I did not follow. But now I follow.
I don't think that was the correct.
The dragon is randomized each time. Wait, the dragon is randomized each time? No. The table below details what is in each roll based on the compass direction of the dragon. Oh, east was fight Cybots. West. Yeah, we need to do west next time is Red Crystal Pillar. I'm gonna double check in the other one. Red Crystal.
So, Red I think crystal. I want to go down.
Yeah.
Alright. Down is south right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which gives us... Oh, a bunch of treasure chests, but not... A flame charm.
Okay, yeah, I think we need to land on, like, what in this room is east or right?
Left. I think we gotta go left. Wait, do we want to touch this red crystal right here?
No, that's like refills. What does that do?
It refills our materia. It lets us draw materia.
Yeah, it lets us draw 3 more triple triad cards next time.
Yeah.
It heals our party.
Well,
members.
Actually, it's a wild card, and the next person has to draw. You know. So we've gone up and down. So we don't want the red thingy.
No, red thingy is just HP, which we don't need.
Okay, then I guess we want to go to the right, which is west.
I'm so glad you, like, understand what's going on.
Well, the direction the dragon is facing is the north direction. And then if you want to go in a different... You just say the direction you want to go, but you have to say as if the direction the dragon is facing is north. So when we wanted to go... The dragon was facing down, and we wanted to go to the right, which means... that we wanted to go, like, if down is north, then left is east, and up is south, so right is west.
This is very logic puzzle.
It's the least logic puzzle thing in an incredibly long time.
Yeah, but it is one. It's just, like, it only requires, like, a little bit of logic, but, like, a little bit.
It's like a one-fact puzzle.
If north is true, how do you get west, basically?
Yeah, it's like can you take a compass and hold it at a different orientation? That's the whole puzzle.
Would you believe that every time I've used a map in person, whoever I've been with has gotten frustrated and taken the map from me?
I would believe that, apparently.
I struggle a little.
Okay, whoa. Ah!
We're getting
attacked by a Solrock!
That was dope! Look at this fucking album art cover monster.
Alright, we're gonna cast Luminaire.
Oh wait,
he's called Son of a Gun!
Wait, is his name Son of a Gun? That's incredible! Also, I saw we have Magma Burst +1, and I'm interested.
Alright, wait.
Oh.
What else do we got? We got Magma Burst. Wait. Gravitone. I really want to try Gravitone. Hellsoul sounds.
Hellsoul. Attempts to remove a foe's soul from their body.
We gotta that use it. It's not gonna work on a boss, but I want to use it.
Oh, that's fucking dope. Oh, that's cool.
Miss. Oh well.
The little face he made when you missed is so funny. That was a really cool animation. Oh wait, what was that last one?
Over here?
One more. Upheaval spears foes with shards of shattered earth. That sounds pretty cool.
Alright, we'll do it.
This is actually breathing new life. It's just we get to see new animations, so I'm like, yeah. Wait. Did that just literally do nothing?
It did 3 damage!
Oh, 3! It was so small I didn't even see the number!
Oh, what a joke. Okay, photon beam.
Photon beam's gotta be the extra powerful laser.
It's the like, sun is... Maybe the sun resists photons, I don't know.
Oh,
I can see
wait,
it.
Maybe. Yo! Hyper beam!
7 damage. yeah, fucking hell. All right, we'll try we got a lot of magma bursts.
We gotta find his weakness. That's
let's
all.
Hope
we
magma burst
find his
works.
Weakness. Ooh, because... I like those. Oh fuck, that was cool.
Okay, 51 is fine, I guess.
That's our best so far.
Well, we've got a lot of magma stuff. So wait, we can do meteorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
One! Really Alright, we're just gonna auto-fight this. This is ridiculous.
Maybe he's weak to physical. He's not.
No, but the animation time is less.
But what if we spam all of our...
Mode change? We're just gonna... And see, this actually brings us back to the Ultima thing, right? Like, we could be doing all sorts of animations, but if we do an animation, our damage per second goes down.
Oh my god! Yeah, but they look cool. I'm gonna see, does this man have a weakness? Who is this man?
It looks like the field has been turned all white, so...
Son of a gun. Oh, yeah. Actually, his defense is 68, but his magic defense is 50, so he's just kind of defensive.
Okay.
The good news is... Oh, wait, so mode change shifts him from smiling to blank to sad to angry, and he does different special moves depending on what his, like, facial expression is. That's kind of fun.
That is fun.
Oh, it says to use mostly black magic on him, I guess. But he also... He only has 365 HP, so... We'll chew through him faster than those fucking golems.
Well, let's see if we have any black men. Oh, meteor showers.
Oh, that's like an FF summon.
Oh, but they missed.
I love this fucking enemy. I love this enemy so much. Holy shit. This dude is going nuts. I think we might only have dark magic on. Well, fire did okay. Maybe a magma burst plus one. Maybe,
oh, yeah.
Maybe.
So I guess each spell can be used once per battle or something?
Yeah, it's probably either per battle or per, like, maybe Skelly's just a better caster.
Oh, Balloon Loan looks like it's a black.
Wait, I think
that's the heal.
Buff.
Let's try Jugular Vein.
Oh, this one, right.
Oh, Jugular Vein. Did that do nothing?
That didn't really do much.
Gravity Blow. Okay.
No!
What?
Maybe
okay.
Kid is just a bad spellcaster. I don't know.
I think spells just suck on this guy.
Spells might just suck on this guy. Oh my god. These animations are sick, though. Okay, so I think, like, if you cast, it eats a lot of stamina, so then you can't really combo for a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes your stamina goes negative if you cast spells.
Also, he's smiling! He's so happy now. Oh no, he's mad! I fucking love this enemy. I want this enemy in every game. I want a mod that replaces the a Super Mario Bros. Sun with this guy?
Super Mario Sunshine, but it's a weird spinning sun, like frowny smiley?
Yeah, I can't handle his kissy face move. So funny. This might be it. This might be the best enemy in the game.
Maybe this is what we're supposed to see by doing the tower. Everyone's like, you gotta go to Dragonia Tower. You're gonna fight a kissy face sun monster.
this they knew. Brett Funky knew I would love this thing, I bet. What? Like, he has a unique death animation.
That is cool.
Incredible. This is the power of the PS1.
This is the power of the PS1. Well, okay.
Hell of the tour.
Well, that's weird. If you use the right stick, Surge will change directions without moving. That's very weird. Okay. Do we go up or down or stay?
Down is weird. We want to go up, right? Oh, wait, should I look at a guide? Maybe I'll look at
a guide. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were asking my opinion, then I'm like, wait a minute.
No, what does the guide say?
After battle. Oh, okay, wait. Yeah, after battle, they activate Fallen Crystal and take the elevator up.
Up it is.
Uh-oh, the next line is scary. You'll now end up at the exact spot from the beginning of the game. Oh, I do remember this. They're definitely... Did they have a third party? Was it... Oh, it was the mermaid, right?
Maybe.
In the prologue?
Yeah,
the mermaid had like an accent.
Yeah, in the final chapter prologue, I think there was a mermaid.
They didn't know. They didn't know we'd be cool and grab Brett. Oh! Who is that? Oh, it's probably a dragoon or whatever. Okay, so... Does anything confusing happen? Not really, it sounds like. Ooh, but there's a very good enemy in our future, I think.
Yeah?
I like his name. I can only see a tiny bit of him in this tiny screenshot, but it's looking promising. Get out of here. Why everybody got dinosaurs? We gotta go to the switch room, if you remember what room that is. I don't.
We found a meteor shower materia. Do we go back here? An angel charm. Oh, hey, wait, I remember. We're supposed to see if our equipment can go up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. We got a better thingy.
Ooh. Yeah, I think they're still rocking some pretty shit weapons, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to fix it right now without leaving the dungeon, so it may be what it be.
Wait, I think we can put a third item. Let's put...
Oh, Dragoon Gauntlets is a pack up.
No, I picked the Dragoon Gauntlet. Magic ring. 52. So that says 25, and then I pick it.
Yeah.
But then our attack's 25, and our strength. Okay. Well, why would it show the attack at the wrong spot? That's just stupid.
Weird.
I hate everything about this game.
It's okay. You love Son of a Gun. I'm projecting that onto you now. Now you love Son of a Gun too.
I'm not sure I love Son of a Gun that much. That's the problem.
You tolerate Son of a Gun.
I tolerate Son of a Gun, yes. A Daemon Charm. Oh, let's put that on.
You like Daemon Charm.
Alright, so our demon is Kid. Instead of the ivory helmet, we'll get the demon. Protection against anti... Well, that's actually not good at all. Increases the amount of HP you have during battle. Okay, improves magic power. Alright, none of these things are actually that good. Improves defense, a helmet made from bone. Alright, whatever. Is this the switch? Oh, it sounds like a switch.
Oh, this is promising. Yes, this is the guy! Yeah, he's got so many limbs! Yeah! Look at this appendage-filled man.
Alright, Luminaire it is!
I like that you like Luminaire so much. That makes me happy.
I mean, what else are we gonna catch? Magma Bomb plus one?
Yes. Oh, 95. Pretty good. What a good old Electro Bolt. He looks moist.
Yeah, we'll do Electro Bolt plus one.
It's something I'm used to, like plus one weapons. I kind of love plus one spells. I'm kind of into it.
Plus one spells. Yo, does sound okay. Really good.
Oh, right. She's got one too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, his name is Bunyip. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. No.
His name is Bunyip. I love him. We're kind of nuking this guy. What is his HP? Oh my good. Apparently, he may have multiple forms.
Spoilers.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to ruin that for you.
Oh yeah. We take this game very seriously. Oh.
Fuck.
Editor Brett, describe this one.
This is not what I was expecting when I read two forms. Yo, this is fucking awesome.
All right. This is neat. I'll give him that. It's neat.
This is like on par with the fucking FF14 phase shifts. Jeez, we need like a new track to start playing. I hope that there's something like that inside of me.
Just a giant purple slime eyeball?
Yeah. I hope one day it gets free. Oh, God. He's so unnatural.
Grab a tone!
Womp, 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 womp. Squamched.
Fire pillar, sure, why not?
Oh, I think this is going great. Oh, he's doing it back. Oh, squamsh.
That sucks. All right. I don't know what
a bunch of daggers
versus a spell is. This is how we totally fucked up those golems at one time.
Oh god, that looks so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a kid specific one. I'm assuming everybody has a couple specific moves.
Oh. Maybe that's what a tech is. Maybe it's an exclusive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because his are all, like, balloon-themed. And I think they also always have that symbol by it. Like, the yin-yang-looking thing.
Yeah.